This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what time it is, man.
You know exactly what time it is.
This is the Random Order Podcast, episode 84. We are back. You know what time it is, man. It's your boy Jermaine Richards, also known as Quentin Quarantino, man. I can explain that another day, man. Mm-hmm. We got B-Baby Trey in the building.
Yes, sir, man. Being a baby.
Mm-hmm. You know what it is, man. Coming live from Brampton, my man, Sheldon Sebastian.
Well, my yes, sir, man. Yo, number one Apex legend, man. Know that.
You know what it is, man.
Not really, but really.
It's been a great, eventful episode. Talked about a lot of deep topics, such as 90 Day Fiancé and making the band, other TLC programs, driving mistakes, being on the Airplane Chronicles, Trevon almost drowning again.
Yes.
And of course, we turned the mic to y'all, man. Y'all in the Discord to answer y'all voice notes, questions. Before we get into this episode, make sure you like the video, subscribe to the channel, click the bell to become a true Noti Gang Eagle, man. It's that simple. And join the Discord, of course, if you want to join in on the community discussions about pretty much anything and submit your questions.
And two things.
On the show. Go ahead.
You done?
I'm done.
Yo, two things, man. Also follow me on Twitch because we're going to get it popping on there. Sure. And normalize scratching your balls in public, man. You know they there and they itchy. Enjoy the episode, man.
Oh, man. You know what time it is, man.
Yeah. The boy in white tee mode. Woo.
Feeling that white tee too, bro.
The Eagles are flying in at unbelievable speeds.
What's hey. I need the top speed of an eagle right now.
Top speed of an eagle.
We only do facts.
Top speed
and
of an eagle.
And spiced up stories.
Seven.
What? Bald eagle, 77 to 99 miles per hour.
A red tail.
Golden?
Oh, that's a hawk. That's a hawk.
A golden eagle, 200 miles per hour.
Hey, Jack. I need you to stop whatever music you got playing right now and go ahead and give me the D4L. Bet you can't do it like me instrumental right now. Go ahead and throw that up, man. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Special.
No nigga can't do it like us, boy.
You know what it is, man. Yeah, I kind of like that sort of ranking. Like, it's y'all, you got the Eagles, but then the Golden Eagles, those are the ones that go and press that membership button.
Yeah.
I'm just...
yeah.
The membership button is there, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's like, it's just a way to show your true devotion to three random guys that you don't really know.
That's
you know,
it.
You know about us, man.
Yo, that fucking... almost drowning story.
Yo.
I couldn't believe how funny it was.
Bro,
it was hilarious at the moment, but then when I watched that shit back, I couldn't. It's like I don't half of the shit niggas were saying, I don't even remember.
Facts. Not at all.
Hilarious.
Facts. Not at Facts. All. Bro, I forgot to hit up my aunt. I was really gonna fucking screenshot the shit and put it up, but that's a true story. And I found the pool. I found the pool, but
where is it? Shout out to that gym.
It's in Caledon. It's in Caledon.
I think I saw someone saying they know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Did for real?
There gotta be just one very tall diving board gym.
Bro, I sent you guys the thing. The pool is at 25 meters deep. That's 100 feet deep, bro. What are you doing?
Oh, for real?
That flag
deep?
On yeah,
the plate. I'll find it right now. Caledon swimming pool diving board. Yo, I'm looking for it.
Yo, would it be?
Bro, that hole's 25 meters deep.
Oh, Mayfield Recreation Center?
Yeah, there you go.
That's
25
the one?
Meter pool with
no
diving
way.
Boards. Boards.
How tall are the diving boards?
Bro, on God, they changed the diving board. Because when I saw a pic, didn't do it justice. let me bring it up right now. But that's, there you go right there. And this shit was way higher, but that's it right there. Maybe it wasn't. Maybe that shit was. Maybe that was just to offer me. But that's the exact pool right there.
Was it stairs or a ladder going up? Don't ruin the story if it was. If it was Pat Rico on that fucking story.
What? No, 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 no. Maybe I was just in a place of fear. You know what I'm saying? But that's it right there. But them all. I remember. Yo, you go up there today, nigga, and dive. No,
as a man, for sure. Yeah,
you're not doing it. I don't know.
Plus, like little kid height. You always got to convert it to a little kid. Yeah. Little kid money, you tell a nigga, little baby, $50, and nigga think, oh my God, it's like a fucking $1 million.
Yeah.
100% they changed the shit, though, because I remember climbing for a minute, and I'm like, yo, I can't go back down because I'm going to be fucking looking down trying to climb down, you know? But that's the pool, 100%. 100%, yeah, that motherfucker deep, boy.
Survived it, though.
Hell nah, nigga.
Anyways, yeah, that shit was funny, man, but it wasn't funny at the time. You know those ones?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah.
Bro, I still can't understand how people are able to, like, dive in the water. First off, even for me to submerge underwater, there's water going in my brain.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah. Yeah.
So for a nigga to fucking jump up and land in the water hands free, I don't understand the physics of that.
Can you dive, like, with a life jacket on?
You're gonna fucking snap your arms off.
No, you can. You can.
Just gonna stay there.
Yo, the thing is, I forgot where was I. I think I was in Mexico, and I wanted to swim in the ocean, but I'm just like, yo, like I'm grown. I have a beard now. Like I have to make fucking like I have a life to attend to. You know, so I was just like, yo, I want to swim, but like you know what I mean. Yeah. I need a life jacket, like big man.
For sure.
And yeah, I was jumping into the fucking ocean and shit with the life jacket on. You'll go down, but you'll just come up,
okay. Very quickly.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That shit on chin check.
That's what I was saying. Like,
cause nigga, I be in this thing and then the vest is up here and my fucking nose.
Like, imagine if you're up high and you just, I don't know. I feel like fucking.
That shit is coming clean off.
There was a it's like a weighted life jacket. So certain ones are like different weights. So the ones that dad was putting on us were just floating. Dude. Like I was jumping in there, literally the shit was just on me. So you gotta get the prop.
Yeah, I love a good fucking life jacket, man. That shit made me believe, bro. That shit made for sure. I remember when I was in Costa Rica, we went snorkeling. Like it's just like the one you just put your, it's not like deep diving, but it's just like on the surface.
Just enough for the poles to go.
And just being able to do that with a life jacket, I was like, oh man, this is amazing.
Yeah, I kinda love like something deep down within me when they say like you have to wear a life jacket. I'm like, you heard the guy in broken English, nigga. He said have to wear a life jacket.
Please wear.
I'll convert that. Nigga. I'm sorry, what do you say? Oh, he said you must wear a life jacket. Like everyone has to do it. Yeah.
So just even the big my dad? Yeah, okay. You heard him.
Bro, by the way, make life jackets. Always have a life jacket for a nigga my size.
Mm.
And don't. Every fucking life jacket I ever put on didn't.
Oh, yeah, I guess they are probably different.
To the point where, like, my belly is always a belly top.
Bro, speaking of a belly top, the other day I took a selfie. I don't know why, but I took a selfie at a weird angle and my fucking belly button was out in a pic. I'm like, yo, what the fuck? What the fuck is this? Yeah, I'll show you. It was weird still, but I was just like, yo, what the fuck?
I need you to go deeper into that.
Yo, I was just taking a selfie, bro, and my fucking shirt was up. And I just see like my stomach area. I'm like, yo, I look a fucking slob. Mm-hmm. Like,
what are you trying to show? Why are you that low?
Huh?
The yo, selfie goes like this for me. I don't know. This is my go-to.
No, I was leaning. I was leaning. No. No peace pics. I was just leaning. Hold on. Let me see. I think I still have it. I was just leaning. And I'm just like, yo. Yeah, look. My belly's just out.
Oh, it's on your dog.
Yeah, I'm trying to take a picture of a dog still. So, but, you know, like.
Yo, I think after a certain age, you just don't realize
like,
that.
Okay.
You just don't realize the belly though. Cause I've had instances where I'm just chilling and people are coming over. What's your belly up? And then me judging someone else, I'm like, yo, what's wrong with this guy?
Yeah. Come
on, get it together. Yeah. But it sneak up on you.
Yeah.
Why don't you just have a kid in your belly though?
Mm-hmm. I had an abundance amount of questions from my father when just he would just be doing shit. And as a kid, I was just like, why are you doing that?
Yeah.
And like now that I'm thinking it, holy, I'm realizing it now. Kids are like, you know, like, we know shit. Like, again, I feel like we know shit.
Bro.
And, like, my dad never stopped us from, like, trying to know shit. So I'd press my dad, like, yo, I remember the one great question I had for this nigga. He did not answer me. My dad would be, like, just chilling on the couch. And he would get up quick as hell, like, as if someone kicked down the door. Just to burp. Yo, it was like an emergency every time. I'm fucking coloring my shirt. Like, oh. Why do you get up? Why do you lean up when you burp? Oh, if I don't, I'll pee. Yo, I get it now. Nigga, try to lay on your back, especially after you ate. Try to lay on your back and see if there's not puke all over your neck and chest.
Yeah, I never, you know,
pukes went straight to that. Guaranteed. If you're trying to like miss an event, nigga, and you want to fake sick, lay on your back, have a great big meal. Burp, nigga, puke on your chest and a pit. Come here, you want to make it, nigga.
Dog, I was talking to my boy the other day, speaking of puking. And I can't remember exactly what we were speaking on, but we were talking about something to do with the game not being that important, right? So I was saying,
the rapper game or?
Sorry, no, Call of Duty.
Oh, okay.
So I was just like, yo, you got to know when to get off the game. And I'm like, yo, to me, it's just not that important. Like, if I have to go somewhere, I'm going to go.
Yeah, 100%.
Oh, okay, that's what we're talking about. So we have this little Call of Duty group chat going on, and niggas would be like, okay, this nigga will be honestly an hour away from his crib, and we'll be like, yo, who's on? Just trying to get our team right.
Oh, boy.
Nigga says, I'm there. Oh, boy. So like, all right, cool. We're all in the fucking lobby. And this guy, we're like, yo, where are you? This guy said, yo, sorry, I'm just walking my dog. I'm like, bro, so why tell us that you're on?
Also,
oh,
not there.
Oh,
you're not
it's
here.
It's so rude when you do that. It's so rude, dog. Bro. I had like an hour to play some games. So I'm like, bro, I hit up this. I have a group chat with my boys. I'm like, who wants to be on? Shout out to my nigga Jeff. He's like, oh, I'm about to be on. So I'm like, all right, cool. I only have a short hour of 45 minutes to an hour. He's like, oh, okay, I won't be on then. But you just said you was about to be on, nigga.
But you're on. Well, what is about to be next? Yo, I guess everyone has a definition of their own definition of about.
So yeah. Dog. That is like
so. It just,
but I don't use it for that though. If I'm not close enough to the, I'm not.
Yeah, bro, but this nigga just wants. He's just always on.
About to me is like 5 minutes. That's about to.
Not an hour away.
Unless I'm in trouble and I'm like I'm running late and like someone's expecting me. Yeah, I'm about and that's fucking 45.
Okay,
minutes. Yeah, bro. I'm about to. I'm just 45. Yeah, I'm just around the corner. I'm about to be there. Shit about it.
So I told this guy, I'm just like, yo, it did. We're just saying, yo, you got to stop doing that. And I transitioned into like, yo, the game's not that serious. It's always going to be there. Like when it's time to pick it up. When it's time to put it down, put it down. And then this guy was just like, yeah, nah, like it's whatever to me. Like if I have to put it down, I'll put it down. And I'm like, bro,
first of all,
that's cap. Because you're the same nigga that threw off on yourself.
Did you tell us?
Yeah, we did.
Did I not?
Yeah,
we did, right? Yeah. For those of you who are just tuning in, I'll make a long story short. I was playing a late night game, and it was honestly like 3 a.m., 2 a.m. We're about to get off, and I'm like, yo, this is my LG. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Last game. And this guy was just like, yeah, like you know, you swallow something the wrong way. Mm-hmm. That happened to him. So he swallowed something the wrong way or whatever, and he's like choking, but he's like coughing and shit and making all these weird noises in our ears. Coming through the HPs, and I'm just like, yo, like, get off the game, bro. Like, it's like we're about to get off anyways. Like, cut from the game, go fucking deal with your throat. You know what I mean? Just go fucking do something, buddy. He's like, nah, I'm good. And then just fucking, we're just saying, like, he was trying to tell us that someone was on him. So he's like, ah.
That's a dedicated man. Bro.
And he threw up all on himself. Like, yo, the funniest things to me is just what's your first words after something like that? And it's just always something small like fuck. Fuck. Bro, it's not that serious, bro. Turn off your game, bro.
Yeah, that's me. You're gonna see my player stand in the middle of the field, nigga.
Nah, 100%.
That's it, yeah.
Niggas fucking throwing up my guts out the toilet.
Nah,
facts.
Not that serious, facts. Bro. But yeah. So if you want to puke, just go do it. Or burp
on your back.
Mm-hmm. Real quick. I seen a comment. Look, I have a couple chin hairs, bro, that I occasionally will pull at.
Damn.
Don't make it a big deal. I don't got a lot, but I got some.
How many?
It's probably about 11 under here. Yeah.
That's
probably
enough.
About 11.
We'll clap it up to that for sure, man.
Pulling something.
You gotta start somewhere.
I'm happy with me. Seems like you're not happy with you.
I hear that.
That's enough. Hey, yo, and shout out to hold on. First off, we're gonna go into the membership a little bit more just so y'all understand what we're doing over here.
Yeah. But we really want to shout out them niggas going back and rewatching them clips when we chop them up and put them out there. Because you know what I'm saying? We try and facilitate these clips a little more and get into the hands of the people that may not know us and may not want to watch an hour, 45 minutes. Right, you know what I'm saying? Do y'all due diligence.
Love that. I love that word.
Go ahead, send them clips around, man. Like, I ain't almost drowned for nothing.
For sure. Don't get in that, man. Because how the algorithm works is, all right, boom, we put it out. The first people that are notified, this is subscribers, right? Y'all that are subscribers, if you maybe, and I maybe understand, I've seen this episode, I know the story. But it goes to you first, then it's up to you to watch it. And then YouTube says, oh, motherfuckers are fucking with this shit. You thumbs it up, you comment, it's all good. They're like, oh, I guess if they're fucking with it, let me recommend it to some new people. Yeah. And then bloopity bloop, new people on the channel. Seeing? So watch them shits. Thumbs him up.
All that.
Drop your little comment. Enjoy it again. It's a little bite-sized piece of
content. Yo, drop a comment. Yeah. Like, don't be shy, man. Drop a comment. Whatever. Like,
y'all are hilarious.
Yeah, I love the comments. That's like,
you watch the video and it's funny, and then you go into the comments and see something even funny.
Facts.
I think it was Bree and Nicole talking about, I can't remember exactly, something about swallowing chlorine, nigga. I don't know.
Oh, funny. Shit.
Like, I've been in the pool, and I've thought, like, I've drank water, and I'm like, oh. This is, I'm gonna die.
Bags.
Bro, bags. You ever have a good gulp of chlorine and you just know something, all right?
Yeah. Something, all right?
But can't suck, all right, man.
And we be saying like some real shit on here. Like, sometimes I gotta learn how to filter myself because I'm just talking to these guys, which is regular, you know what I mean? But when I was talking to the dealer story, this nigga hit me up and say, "You a clown, bro." I'm like, yo, how'd you know it was you? I was dying, bro.
You denied nothing.
He's like, shit.
That nigga said, you a clown. Holy shit, man. But that's just real life, man. But, man, what y'all niggas been on?
Watch them clips, man.
Watch them clips. Hold on, before we get into that, we'll talk about membership, man.
Yeah, membership, thing, man. You know what it is, man. All it is you join the little thing. You drop a little monthly thing. And then what you get is now, beside your comment, and if we're to do live streams on YouTube, you got your little badge to show, like, I'm different. Like, y'all some eagles, but I'm on my golden eagle shit. You know what I'm saying? So the longer you subscribe, the more your badge evolves to show that dedication on your true eagle shit. And then emojis, you get to use them, motherfuckers. You're going to be the only ones that could use them. Yeah. And the bigger the community gets, the more emojis we can submit.
Yeah.
And then we're just having a motherfucking blast and thing. Truly, it's a way to support even more.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to cap, like, fucking emojis and shit excited. Yeah. Just to, like, I don't give a fuck, nigga.
Yeah.
What if I really fuck with some shit and I want to support them?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the way you
I
want
to show my support and show that I'm supporting.
Yeah. For sure.
So if you're into that, cool. Yeah. Appreciate it. If not, that's all good too.
I mean like, you know what I'm saying? The thing about the eagle though, you know what I'm saying? We got big wings, you know what I'm saying? So the wings gotta stretch across all platforms. And I'm just gonna say, your boy back on Twitch, man. So by the time you're reading this, I'm already twitching.
You probably live right now.
go fuck with me on Twitch, man. Just Trey Richards.
Yeah.
And if you want to see me get bodies on there, you know what I'm saying, and do my little thing,
then
go ahead and do that. Just don't cancel me if I say some crazy shit. If I have a new word, right?
Okay.
I got a word that I feel is good enough to be submitted to the dictionary and added to the English language, right?
Okay.
Who do I go to get these words, I guess, added to the fucking dictionary? And I want this shit, like, you know what I'm saying? I want teachers to be teaching kids in school to say, hey, this is a word that you use properly in the sentence. Yeah. And, you know what I mean? That word means blank. You know what I'm saying?
They be adding shit.
They be adding shit.
Yeah,
they be
adding some shit. Yeah.
But where do we get these words from? Like, tell me where, like, we're always saying, what's a curse word and where does it come from and who makes it a curse word? So why can't I make a new word and say, this is going to be a curse word?
Who's the word guy?
Who's the word guy?
Yeah, that's Webster. A good question, bro. I don't know. Do not know. I feel like
you got holla at Webster.
I got words, bro.
What you got?
You ain't gonna put me on the spot though.
What's the top submission?
Man, top submission. Okay, off top. If, like, you know what I'm saying,
we're running late and I want to use another word for I'm running late.
We working on the word, man. You know, just let me know who to go to when I read it together.
Because I don't want them to go to the, you know what I'm saying, the word man. Right, right, right. Go ahead and take my word.
Yeah.
So that's just, you know, thoughts of trade, man. I'm just trying to figure it out. So, yeah.
I'm thinking, I feel like they added Stan to the dictionary.
No way, really.
Yeah.
Stan,
like a dedicated fan.
Damn, that's crazy.
Like Weezy added bling, like bling bling to the foot. That was his, and he didn't even add it. Because Birdman was tight that they didn't copyright it or something like that, trademark it.
Oh,
because it would have been a lot.
Bling money. Yeah.
Like, what'd you say, right? What'd you say?
So what? If I say a word and someone go ahead and use that word, I get paid.
Well, I think it's just based.
I guess when it comes to the music industry,
I think it's just based around.
You got a royalty off of that shit, or how's it? You're asking the wrong.
Because I feel like even with like YouTube and even like, it just really depends on if you want to make money off of whatever you're making money on that you're including that in. So like, if I just put a video on YouTube where I'm like bling bling bling, but it's not monetized, like I think I'm good because I'm not making no money off it. So like, I'm not taking any money from you type shit. But I feel like once you want to like make money off of it, whether it's like a TV show, song, whatever, then it's like, okay, now you got to get certain permission and shit. I think, I don't know. That's just my assumption. But
I guess it's if you want to press too.
That
if
too.
You
want to go after that too.
See, yeah, that nigga said my word.
Yeah.
Word.
I don't know. For sure, man. Y'all let me know if you need a word, man, because, you know, I'm trying to figure that out.
You trying to get some words in there, huh? That's probably a fucking process, bro.
Yeah.
That's probably a process. Yeah. Anyways,
I'm blanking. Nigga. I know I got some words.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm really trying to think of like, you know, I said some shit to make me think of that.
I'll have one by the end of the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, man.
Yeah.
Y'all see all this Doge shit? What's the deal, man?
Yeah, I've been
them Doge coins.
I'm not in there currently.
The Doge coin
slipping, but how do you even buy crypto right now? You can do it through Wealth.
They got a couple platforms.
I can send you a referral link.
Okay.
On what? Wealthsimple?
But isn't that just stocks?
Stocks and the only crypto they have right now is Bitcoin and
Ethereum. Oh, fuck.
But if y'all want to sign up, man, I got my link down there. $10 as soon as you sign up and fund your account with $100. You know what it is. And to be perfectly clear, I get $25 right there in my pocket. We got baby Trey link down there if you want to help him out. We got Michelle link down there if you want to help him out. Somebody signed up under my shit. Got a clean 25. Put that into a little smooth little Ethereum. I ain't tripping. For sure.
I ain't getting nothing.
I got to check. Let me check
your shit. You got to claim it.
I told y'all niggas. I said distribute it properly.
Let me check my shit right now, honey.
I only got one.
Let me see what's
that. I got a list of people and I gotta remind them. You signed up already?
Yeah, I signed up, yeah. But I ain't put no money in it though. That's why.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
This is me. I love sleeping.
It's important to me.
I'm so tired. Sorry, fell asleep.
Okay, so you know I'm more than excited to partner with Helix on this episode of the Random Order Podcast. I'm not into the 3 or 4 hour sleeps. I need my 8 hours minimum. But that's my personal relationship with sleep. Not everybody does it how I do it.
Man, my sleep routine be crazy sometimes.
And not everybody does it how you do it. And Helix understands this. So they created a sleep quiz for you to take that matches your body type and your sleep preferences with the perfect mattress made for you. Helix has something for everybody's unique taste. Maybe you sleep on your back.
I sleep on my side. Depends on how I'm feeling. The weekends, if I'm like, it's, you know what I'm saying? If it got crazy, I'm definitely upside down.
You can both take the sleep quiz and find a great compromise. Me personally, I'm mostly a side sleeper, but I do like to get that baby action and sleep on my stomach. I like a nice and medium mattress, and I share a mattress with my BBG, who pretty much has the same preferences as me.
The good folks at Helix match me with a midnight Lux, and I'm like, yeah, that kind of described me.
What I like about this mattress is there's nothing to not like about this mattress. It suits my needs perfectly. I sleep on my side. It hugs my contours and my lovely lumps. Whether I'm on my side or I'm on my stomach or on my back, I sleep like a newborn baby who just threw a 9-hour temper tantrum. My old mattress was full of springs, like it's 1991. It sort of just gave what it got. I'd sit on the mattress and I'm inside the mattress and I'm folded up like a hot dog in a hot dog bun. It wasn't supporting my heavy body, and more often than not, I'd wake up with pains in my back, like I'm 81 years old. And it was super easy to order online. I gave my quiz information. It matched me with the perfect mattress. I put in my info. It's already at my house. Which brings me to my next point, is delivered for free. I can't tell you the amount of times I've ordered something online and I get to the checkout and I'm like, oh my gosh, surprise.
$80 shipping.
It arrives at your doorstep neatly rolled up in a neat little box, and it's super easy to set it up yourself. And I understand that buying something like a mattress online, where you don't get to try it out first, can be scary for some people. It can be scary for me. I'm afraid of even buying pants, but Helix is standing right there saying, don't worry, we got you. Helix has a 100-night sleep trial. It's a trial of the century. So you have more than 3 months to guarantee that you love this mattress, and if you don't, they'll pick it up from you, and you get a full refund. That's a deal, but it gets even better. Okay.
If you go to helix.com/4YE or visit the link down below, you can get up to $200 off your order. And may throw in two of them pillows. We didn't even get to talking about the pillows, but best.
Do we know about them?
That boy sleep on it once or twice. Yes, sir. I'm about to go to sleep right now.
I was on an airplane and it landed. So, you know what I mean? Doing the regular thing. Everyone's getting off.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. So
I don't know the story, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. So, well, first off, this is a deep topic. When an airplane lands, I don't understand, like, what is the rush to get off so fast off an airplane?
For little people, I don't understand. Me, oh yeah, my fucking body aches and my knees hurt, mm-hmm. and I need to stand up and get up. Mm-hmm.
That's and fine to stand up and just wait there, though. Mm-hmm.
It just gets hot and dirty and people are disgusting.
Bro, I was on an airplane and the nigga said, literally, so two guys were fighting, right? There's one guy with his big, yo, dog. Okay, first off, happy Mother's Day. I'm all over the place.
Smoke weed every day.
So,
yeah.
So I'm going to get back to our story, but basically there's two guys and one guy with his whole family. So it's his daughter or son and his wife. And then there's another guy. There's a black guy and an Indian guy. Indian guy's with his family. The black guy is with his family too. Mm-hmm. And the Indian guy's trying to get off the plane quick as hell. Mm-hmm. And I'm standing there like I'm sitting down, but I'm in between them. Right. So okay. The Indian guy is pushing the black dude to get off, and the black dude was just like, he's starting to get irritated. So he's just like, yo, where you trying to go, man?
I love that moment, bro.
You do the HP thing. I did a little. You know what I'm saying? Let me just tune in. He's like, where you trying to go, man? Ain't nowhere to go. And he's just like, yo, I'm trying to get out of here. And then dude's like, I'm trying to get out of here. He's like, we all trying to get out of here. And I'm just like, heard that,
you
brother.
Know what I'm saying?
he's holding this baby. And he said, oh, I gotta go, man. He said, we all gotta go. I'm like, you got your ass again. so he's still like, while having this conversation with him, he's still trying to like rush and push him. But the black guy is just like, yo, like, chill the fuck out, nigga, because nobody was moving. So I really didn't know where this guy was going, which brings up this whole story. Mm-hmm. And then the guy just said, in front of his girl, while he's holding his seed, the black guy's like, yo, I fucked you up. How do we get there? Nigga said that in front of everybody.
Yeah, he turned the natural on.
Yo, he just said, yo, I'll fuck you up. That guy was quiet.
Yeah.
Quiet. So, okay,
fuck me up. I guess it's not that much of an emergency.
I don't got to get off the plane that bad.
So my question was, where did that guy have to go so bad where he was trying to collect his bags, no one was moving, for this guy to tell him, yo, I'll fuck you up.
Connection flight, maybe? That's all I could give him,
bro. They're gonna if you really have to push for that, I
said that, niggas will understand, right? So I don't think that was the case. Like, if you told a nigga around you, like, yo,
the comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to Let Sleeping Dogs Lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I'm trying, I'm in a rush because I got to make my next flight, my connecting flight. Like,
yo, some people don't care. Damn, no more. Like, they turn into real assholes when they travel. Yeah, I don't understand it. People panic too much and they get really mean.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's not right. I don't know, that's not right.
But I'll be chilling.
Whatever. My next story within that was nigga overreacting. So whatever, we land and everyone's trying to go wherever. Mm-hmm. And I was ahead of this guy. This guy's probably about a couple seats back. Mm-hmm. And I picked up my bag and this nigga screamed from like the back, like 3-4 seats back. Hey, that's my bag.
Oh, shit.
I turn around. I'm just like, I know this nigga not talking to me because this is definitely my bag. Mm-hmm. And then I stopped and I just made the nigga inspect the bag because I'm like, bro, this is definitely my shit. And he felt so dumb, but it was just a little thought that came up. I'm like, bro, like,
look at you, man.
look at you, like, bro.
How do you end that? What do you say?
Oh, I'm so sorry, man. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I bet you are, nigga. What's happening?
Fuck it.
Stupid ass motherfucker.
Don't have a fucking bag that looks like a lot of other people's. Fucking idiot. What the fuck you doing with my bag, man?
You won't let that shit go.
For real.
Bro, that's some real shit. You absolutely right. That's a real
shit. That's like when I'm at a, whatever, maybe I'm at a traffic light and I pull off a little bit too far ahead. I'm in the walking lane.
Yeah.
And then I'm backing up a bit. I know. I'm mm-hmm. paying attention. I know my whip. I'm a good driver. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yo, fuck. The person behind me, it makes me feel like I'm a fucking idiot. Yeah, I know what I'm doing.
Bro.
Yo. But same time, though, I see someone else backing up.
I'm just ready. I'm just like,
my shit is ready. Right here is just on the wheel. I'm just like, yo, this connects to the wheel. I start driving. Bro, that anxiety could never go away. I can be the richest man in the world. Mm. All the money in the world. If I see someone backing into my whip, I'm going to be like, yo.
Don't have it. Yo, I'm so thankful.
I'm a great driver.
I know what I'm
like,
doing.
Like on my worst day, I'm still top tier,
on
bro.
On my worst day, I know what and I know I went wrong.
Yeah. Like, yo, the thing, yo, I didn't want to say it, but like, yo, I'm that guy still.
Bro, and I'm like AI, like, if I make a mistake, that mistake made me way better. Yeah. I'll never do that
again. Yeah. I'll never put you in that position.
I'm like AI. I thought you were talking about Allen Iverson.
Oh, yeah, that's
true.
Yeah,
practice.
Oh, that's artificial intelligence. That makes me even more fired.
You should say AI bar. You know what I mean?
No, I always got the answer too, for sure.
That's the practice reference
in the back pocket.
Multi-layered.
Yeah, we like a fucking 3-layer dip. Yeah. Hope y'all got your Tostitos.
For real.
Yeah.
But that shit.
Yo, you gotta.
Yo.
Some people don't have that, man.
I have so many stories, man.
Great example is you're making a left turn and then you see someone oncoming traffic, they're making a right because you think they're making a right because the indicator's on. It looks like they're turning right. Some people, like at the start of my driving career, I was just, he's turning right. He has his indicator on. I'm going to make my left. This motherfucker's still going straight.
Yep.
He doesn't even know he has an indicator on.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That happens to me, stop. Oh, never again will I do that.
Yeah. I have more.
From now on, I'm sitting my whip until that nigga either makes that right or slows down to a station.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't know what it is about people that they have something in them that they just like, they can't accept that it's just like, yo, you're not that good of a driver. And it's fine. Ooh, that's fine. I mean,
especially as,
but just don't talk them talks. You know what I'm saying? Because like, when I get in your way, if I get in your car and you're telling me how sick of a driver you are, I have my clipboard out and I'm like, looking at what you do.
Oh, yeah, no.
Nah.
It's the mental clipboard.
Bro, I was driving with somebody that said, like, yo, they were a wavy driver. I'm like, okay, sick. Go for a little spin, hit the curb.
Mm.
I'm just like, yo, Brejan, why are we eating curb right now? Like, you know, like, there's no reason.
Bro, I'm just making notes in my head. Oh, that was scary.
Okay, I'm never sitting here again.
That's all good.
Dog. It's like, it's such a hard conversation to have with people. Because it's, what are you going to do? That's how you drive. You could get better, yes. Some people just don't
where we're at right now, you're not very
especially,
good.
No.
I'm sweating.
Imagine a man Like the you know, we just talked about the guy with the bag, right? Let's say he responds, he's like, "Oh, don't get the same bag as me." There's niggas that that's how they drive. Like, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Never their fault.
Everyone else is wrong.
And those are the scariest ones. Those are the scariest ones. And I know some niggas like
that. There's no room for learning. Cause it's like you're still gonna act the way you
exactly.
act. Yo, this is like a metaphor for life.
Low key.
Some people just blame everything on everyone else and never gonna learn. Yeah. Sometimes you gotta be driving. You know when you fuck up. I know when I fuck up because I get so hot. Yeah. I almost crash. Yo, what's
going on? Seatbelt off. Let me tell you.
And you know, I get quiet.
Yo, there's been times where I got out my whip. Just,
bro.
Turn off the whip.
You ever fuck up so bad you speed up to a man to apologize to him?
I don't flee to see.
I feel so wrong and strong. I have to let you know, like, my hands come out the window, like, my bad, bro. My bad. Like, I was wilding. Like,
I'll get in your car and say,
I'm sorry. I don't have to. I'm so sorry.
You should have seen me like yesterday. I was kidding. Dog, just stop my driving day.
But when I'm on the other end of the stick, dog, just the other day, I was at a fucking stop sign and a nigga don't, like, he was running his shit, but it was my turn to go. Mm-hmm. So I'm in the middle of the lane, he's about to hit me. And I just came to a complete stop just to look at the nigga's head.
You just gotta let a nigga know. You never forget those moments, bro. That's why I fuck up. I didn't want to see it. Especially when I know, like, I know. Yeah, that was terrible.
Go,
I
don't want to see you,
bro. I put my little hand up to see
him. My bad. That was on me. So, yo,
niggas pull up already looking at me. They're not even looking straight.
Bro, you be in your whip just fucking forward. Like, bro, I'm not looking left, bro.
Yo, and you know they're there, bro. You know they're just feeling
their eyes, bro.
I have my eyes closed. Someone's very warm over there. I feel their the heat of their anger on the side of. Oh my god!
Holy shit, bro. So when I get the fucking opportunity to look at a nigga,
I'm you don't have to say anything. Yo, just tell me. I can't stand that anyone's disappointed with me.
Yeah,
that's the way, even if I don't know you.
Especially when you're a stranger, because I'm like, yo, who the fuck did I just piss off? You don't know. It's the scariest thing, bro. If you you ever like almost run into an altercation with a fucking mother driving a minivan with kids in the back,
your ass is
eating. Maybe on boards.
Your ass is
bro. That's it. You never see.
They'll tell you right on the window.
Yeah,
I don't want to hear those words because it'll stick with me for the rest of my life.
Oh, no. If you tell me drop the window, that's why I'm fleeing the scene still. Like, no one's talking about it. Like,
I know.
Yeah. I know what I did.
Yeah.
I know what I did. Yeah.
Don't get a road rage. Don't get some road fights on the fucking road. That's the dumbest shit.
There's just no room for that, bro.
It's never worth it. It's never. I'll never see you again in my life. Yeah. But no matter who wins this argument.
Yeah,
we're gonna go home and tell our wives we both won the fight. So,
my friend just fucking got to it, man. Just fucking, just got good shit.
I've heard a couple of times. I'm in the car.
I had a couple of times where I'm in the car with my father, and I've seen him do wrong, and then this nigga cuss him out, and my dad goes home to my mom. So yeah, man, it's
good. It's fucking. Well, Dad, you kind of got you with that Crimea River shit. I'm not gonna lie.
Yo, duh. But I've had a couple times where I gave a couple people the finger. I don't mean it. I'm just like, oh, this is a perfect time.
Yeah.
This is my chance.
I ain't never done that because I'm so, like, for me, I'm a reactive type of driver, bro. Like, I'm a proactive type of driver. My fault. Like, if I see a nigga going crazy, I'm gonna go ahead and slow that thing down. Go ahead, brother. Do what you gotta do, bro. I'm not in a rush like that. You know what I'm saying? Cause niggas will take
y'all. That's real, man. Be responsible. Y'all ever have a who the fuck is wrong with this guy? Turn it down.
Yeah.
100%.
What's wrong with this idiot?
Short as fucking pole.
Bro, get out of the.
That nigga like this on the steering wheel.
Someone is knocked off. I'm like, yo, I feel so terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially when it's someone's nuna. Yeah, like, you know what I mean? Those are the worst. Yeah. Someone trying to make a fucking 3-point turn, and I'm literally in the whip with Julian. I'm like, what's wrong with this fucking idiot? And I'm like, oh, fuck. It's like, oh, that's fucking lady. You just see her fro just fucking. Like, yo, same way as you're fucking goofy. Like, what are you doing? Trust like,
me. Make the turn over there, bro. Make the turn over there.
Dog, man. Driving is just something that like it was just a skill honestly I was born with still. Like I'm a crazy driver still. Like I'm really good. I can say that, like, you know?
Yeah.
If I gotta boogie it.
Yeah.
If I have to get out of trust bro, me.
Especially if I'm ever cheesed. Yeah. Fucking sick.
Oh, I'll be that, bro.
Yeah. I'll be that. Fuck, man. Yeah. I done some shit like after you get to your destination, you just reflect, like, yo, could have went.
Yeah, shit I did off
holy
the camera,
fuck,
dude.
Nigga.
That's
kind of
cool. On the fucking
side rail and shit. Damn,
that's
crazy. You ever had
to look at your car? Like, I
didn't
know you could
do. Yes. Fuck. Yes. Fucking pushing right now.
Yeah.
I rub my dashboard. And I'm a safe driver, like, bro. Oh, fuck.
Yeah. You did say that, bro. You say that.
Dashboard. For sure.
I remember I had to buy some Kush.
Sirski.
I had to buy some Kush in the Bees, but we had to be downtown for a certain time. And yo, I don't know what got into my whip that day.
You got into it.
Yeah.
You got there in 20 minutes. I couldn't believe it.
I really could not believe it still.
Yeah, that's fire.
I'm a safe driver, though.
But you know, I was like, what? You know what? Like, I'd be like, I'd be like making sure, like, yo, if I do a sick route, like I do some crazy shit for the next week, I'm a grandpa. Yeah, you know I mean, I just try to make sure, you know, I balance. Make sure I don't push it to the limit balance. Too much, bro. Because
sir, I mean? That's life. That's life. Yeah. Take these analogies. This is multi-layered. Oh, man, this is a four-layered deck.
All over, man.
Yep.
The thing is, I had a couple of life flashes. You know what I'm saying? When I was in my whip, just driving fast. Like I remember this one time, I'm driving back. I'm on a highway. I'm driving back from like I don't know somewhere. Mm-hmm. And my car caught onto black ice and I lost traction on the road.
Shit.
That was the time I had to say, okay, I'm taking the long way home. I'm taking the next exit. I'm still scared. Bro, I saw my life flash, bro. My whole whip was sideways on the fucking, bro. It was right where, right before Williams on the highway in Brampton to get off.
There was an intersection. You got
a dog. Yeah. I was shook. Mm-hmm. That shit's scary. Black ice, winter, I don't play.
You ever be driving with somebody like you're doing you're beaming it and you do some wild shit, you gotta brake hard, you ever like put your hand on them to like
I'm not gonna lie.
Like it'll start smooth and then I just gradually you don't even do this.
Oh, okay.
You should never do this in a car.
Yeah, no, but if it's one of those ones that you know is about to be that, I always have to put my hand on their chest, like sorry.
My bad. Yo. Today I was in a fucking Uber and I was on the phone and this nigga did like a wild stop, but he had one of those futuristic whips.
Okay.
Versus like I'm on the phone and all I hear is like, by the time I looked up, I'm just like casually just going up on my phone, my head's on his like front seat. I'm just like, what the fuck? I didn't want to say anything or overreact. Yeah,
those whips though, like the newer whips, I don't know how I feel about them. Like the ones that like break for you sometimes. Cause it'd be weird, like,
you don't know what's
behind you. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, and I'm, you just have me like, yo, fuck, bro. I'm like that's jerking. And yeah, like, I don't like that. Like, I'm looking where I'm going. I want to go at this speed. Like, there needs to be some, I don't know. I feel like it just, yo, you can't drive for people, bro. Mm. Like, if a man can't drive, your car can't save him. Like, he needs to save himself. You know what I'm saying? Or herself. You feel me? Like, too much of that is it's getting to the point of like, okay, now I'm not even, you're doing shit I don't like anymore. You know what I mean? It's just weird. So I like my little old whip because I'm in control, bro. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I wonder when like a bunch of cars, like when pretty much every car is like a very smart car and it can like steer for you. So like if it's like a chain reaction of one car does something stupid and then this one reacts and then this computer reacts and then they're all, everyone just explodes.
Cars is going to explode, yeah.
Soon we get crazy.
Keep y'all hoopties on you, man.
Yes, sir.
Keep y'all hoopties on you.
Hoopties never let you down.
I mean, I ain't going to say all that, but for sure.
Bro, I start this hoopty and I look to the sky every time it turns
on. Yeah.
Your hand's still on the fucking key.
Thank you.
Yeah, man.
At least one more.
another one bites the dust type shit, you know?
Bro, my brother told me, yo, kids are crazy, man. Shout out to my little niece, man. They are just, like, rare. They are really sponges, man. My brother told me this story. He said, my niece is, like, 1.5, about to be 2 in, like, July.
That's crazy, you
know? Already. Yeah, it's crazy. But she's, you know, she's a little baby. Like, she's very young. She barely even speaks, really. And my brother said he was getting dressed. He put on a little track suit. He's getting dressed, whatever. And then she comes in the room. And she comes in the room and she looks him up and down. And she's like, jeez.
No way. She said jeez.
She said jeez.
He's going to tell you the truth, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yo,
you think?
I'm like,
this one?
Yeah, it's just like, bro.
This is it. Dude, I'm good.
Yeah, me, I'm just like, man, that's crazy. That's just how, crazy. Like, they just soak everything up. Because, you know, that's obviously how we, you know, talk to each other and shit. So she just goes, jeez.
Yeah. Bro, your kid is like a fucking sponge.
Nah,
man.
For sure.
Kids are like a sponge.
And
bro.
It's funny because I felt like growing up, for me anyway, there's a lot of like, you have to not, like, they don't even know. Like, they don't understand. We could talk about it. They don't get it. Psych, you nigga.
Know, I was soaking
that up. You know what I'm saying? Oh, like,
man. Like, so sex is one of the vagina.
Okay.
Oh, this one's a penis.
Okay. Okay, so I'm a boy. Okay, cool.
Okay, cool.
Bet, yeah. Bet. Yeah, nah, I soaked that shit up as a kid.
For sure. For sure. How y'all gonna explain the birds and the bees shit when it's not time yet?
When it's not time yet? Yeah, what's the birds and the bees?
Sex.
How babies are made and shit.
Man, is it how birds, shit. It's not just sex?
I thought it was a period.
Nah, that's some other shit.
I thought it was just about. Like the explanation of what sex is. I didn't know it was the explanation of
making
babies.
I know, so it's just that general topic. How are babies made? Mm-hmm.
I remember asking. Yeah.
Hold on, nigga. Wait. How did.
Yeah.
All I got was like all the two adults kissing.
I never got it.
Into the belly or some shit. They just didn't fucking tell you.
To this day.
My dad never had that conversation.
To this day, bro.
I could Google it.
Yeah, you know what I mean? But I think I'm definitely.
Honestly, I'll keep it gangster.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep it gangster. Just like, yo. Because it's the thing, like, even for me, like, growing up, like, we never talked about it, but in my house, like, it was bad. Like, sex was bad, right? And I always, like, getting older, I realized, like, that wasn't the right way to do it. Because, like, it's not bad, but you just gotta be responsible. You know what I mean? You gotta be responsible with it. Mm-hmm. You gotta, you know, take the right precautions and to enjoy it. It's part of life. But to just be like, it's bad, it's like, it just left a weird taste in my mouth. So,
you
know,
it just makes you hard.
Yeah, you have a weird relationship with it. But, like, it could have been different if you didn't have that. You just had some information about it. You know what I'm saying?
Mom, I'm soaking up everything I got soaked right now. Mm-hmm. So when I have a kid, like, first off, the nigga, if the kids ask me like, how babies get here, and he's like, what? How old are you when you talk? Like, 5?
Like,
you know what I'm saying?
You should know a couple
words. Yeah, you should,
Yeah, like, if you're asking me and you're at a crazy age, I'll be like, yo, ask again in like 5 years.
Okay.
But, you know, like, yo, you can have a baby fucking genius, bro. Then what? It's not, sex is not a bad thing. It's just, this is,
It's, we're the ones that fuck it, or society is the ones that just, you know, made it like, I guess sexual. Is that the word?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
no. Bro, I can take you to the zoo and you can see fucking lions pining. And you're going to say, what are they doing? I'm going to say, nothing.
They're just playing around, man.
Yeah, they're horsing around. Like, you know, like,
yeah, no, I'm
a, so as humans, we took it to another place, you know what I mean? But at the end of the day, it's just, yo, it's that, yo, there's a, I'll say, okay, this is how I explain it. I'll be like, yo, look, there's life, and the way we gotta keep this family going, we gotta get it on.
That's it.
We got that until you know we can talk a little more, and I'll tell you.
That kid looking confused.
Yeah, honestly, I'll probably just do like Steve Harvey and Love Don't Cost a Thing. You guys remember that shit?
Just play this jam.
Yeah.
Just give him a song. I give him Play by David Banner. I'm like,
hell no. Dog. That shit, when was the first time, or what was the first record y'all remember hearing where you're just like, okay, this is explicit?
David Banner Play.
Yeah.
Yeah, it might have been maybe the Whisper song.
Whisper wasn't even that bad.
Was it? Not like Play.
Not like
Play. Yeah. I couldn't believe.
But the clean version, for Play was all right though, right?
Yeah, that's all surprising. Yeah. When I heard the real thing, I'm like, yo, why does it have to go there?
Even
as
that's the one where it's like doom, doom, doom. That one? Doom,
doom. No, that's. That's
a whisper run, song, girl. I'm trying to cease. You know what I'm saying? We'll probably get blocked. Yeah,
I can't even repeat those words.
Yo, the thing is,
I think I know what you're talking about. Doesn't he whisper on that shit too, though?
Word, damn.
Yeah.
Well, that's the clean version. And work them hips is already bad.
Let me Google. You're already saying too much. Let me
Google this shit.
Bro. And the thing is just like, yo, when do you like when do you even play a song like that? Because I wouldn't even play that when it's like time to get it popping.
Yeah,
like,
I wouldn't. Yeah.
Your, oh, well, hey, I girl, put on that DB. You can see the appeal and playing that song?
Totally fuck. These lyrics are crazy stuff.
Like if it, nah, I'd have to be like on.
Like when do you play that song? Yeah, give me a perfect situation on when you play
Strip Club?
David Banner
well,
play.
Well, platinum, nigga. So
maybe Strip Club. Okay,
dog.
Yeah, these are
nah. I,
so, Daddy, how do you make me?
Well, David Banner had dropped.
So this nigga named DB, right?
The dirty version had dropped. I just, what inspires you to make that track? Oh, yeah. Like, what's it like?
And this is
being in the studio with like a bunch of guys, and it's just like, you're so horny. Bro. And it's just, oh, fuck.
Put the press play. Put the fucking record.
Work. Shake those tits.
Like. Dog, there's certain songs that I hear and I'm just like, I really, really wish I can do the Scrooge thing and just be a ghost in the room when you guys are making this. Cause if it's just me and the fucking engineer and I'm just fucking, or I'm the engineer and this nigga's like, you whatever, I'd be like, yo, what are you saying? I don't know about this one. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, yeah, like it's almost, like almost, it would challenge my sexuality to produce, to engineer. Yeah. Like, can I? You're like whispering at me. Yeah. I'm listening to this.
In fucking.
I'm probably. Like, I'm uncomfortable.
I'm listening to that 100 dBs.
I'll press record and go outside for a coffee. I'm like, yo, Julian, I'm going to go for a smoke. I don't even smoke cigarettes. I'm out there coughing.
I'll go outside for back. I'd rather be there. Bro, like, okay, like, let's be growing. Like, okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I don't understand. Mm-hmm. I don't understand the inspiration.
I mean, sex okay, sells. Yeah, that's no, the inspiration, I can't even say right?
This. You know what I mean?
Oh my God, that's how I didn't even know he bro, said that. I just looked it up too, bro. I'm trying to
get. Oh my God, he said.
Let me see your drip sweat.
Yeah,
we hear the beat. Yeah,
that
beat
was cold. Bro, that first verse, bro.
That nigga said, "Go and play with it." 100%. If I'm the engineer, I'm leaving the room. Still, the second time he says, "Go and play with it," I'm like, "Yo, nah."
So I'll show you the tools on how to do it. Yo, DB, look, check this out. So just space bar, and then you.
Want and what year is this, right bro? Here.
That's
2005.
Work it like a nigga straight licking on your pearl? Nah, David Banner's a monster.
he got away with words. I'm not gonna lie. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, man.
Bro.
Catch it in your mouth like your last name Moss.
That went over my head.
That went over my head. Yeah, even right now.
And I bet if it clicks, I'll be like, ew.
Oh, Randy, oh, Randy Moss. He's a fucking NFL player.
Shout out to DB.
Yeah.
Thanks. Now that nigga's like a activist.
And wasn't David Banner like... like a spokesperson for like hurricanes? Not hurricanes.
Sorry. Nah, he did something with Louisiana.
Yeah, right. Hurricane relief, maybe? like relief?
He was like a natural like disaster nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying?
BT
like,
was having a telethon or some shit, and I'm pretty sure he was involved in that.
David Banner.
All I know is this nigga fucked me up in Def Jam. This nigga
many
was
times.
Yeah, man.
Scary to fucking face. But yo, David Banner was like, he was active in the streets type shit, though, I'm trying to say.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, he was.
So for him to drop that.
I'm about to go to his IG. What does he look like now?
He was like Don King.
Don spokesperson for hurricanes. Nigga
going around, yeah, hurricanes bad. They not good. You won't stay away from them.
Fuck a lot of roofs up.
But this nigga, like, I'd listen to David Banner. I'd be like, if this nigga listens to me, he fucks shit up. So, like, what other fuck? Yo, that thing fucks shit up.
That Her song kids. Has to be, like, the thing, the touchy, like, I don't know.
Yeah, like,
I'm going
career,
to
like,
don't
yeah.
talk about that song.
Imagine, just, explain that to his kids, bro.
Oh, man.
So, Dad, I heard this song today. One of your old songs.
Oh, man.
That wasn't me.
Yeah, no.
That wasn't me.
I was thinking the other day, like, you know, if I were to find my iPod Classic, I had like, a, I don't know. I think it was like an 80 gigabyte. Was it more?
Bro, so many gigs. I couldn't believe it.
Like, first, yeah.
All that on this.
It was ridiculous. I never had. That was my first and only classic. No, no, I had two. I had one more after that. Mm-hmm. But I was just thinking, like, yo, if I were to, if it were to magically show up somewhere, like, what songs would be on there? And I don't think like my catalog or my taste in music was that deep. I was just straight hip hop and Chris Brown. Like, that was it.
Yeah,
like, rap and breezy. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that was it. Yeah. I was just, I'm like, yo, what songs would I find you needed on there? You know, like, what songs would you guys find on your
iPod?
Some
deep cuts. It's going to be a lot of...
Man.
Pretty much every song Lil Wayne ever made.
Yeah.
Up until that point.
Yeah, I would say that. For sure.
There's going to be a couple of my fellow Americans.
Yeah. Fucking spams.
Who?
I did not have sexual relationships. You remember that?
Oh, yes. Bill Clinton, I think his name is.
Yeah, Hillary or whatever.
Everybody at least once felt
hell
that.
Yeah, for sure.
Iverson featuring Shaquille O'Neal featuring Cassie featuring Lil Wayne and Barack Obama.
For sure.
Kobe
for
was on records, though. So for it's sure. just like.
He was, for real.
When I seen AI, I'm like, okay, what AI is saying? You know, what's Shaq saying, you know?
yeah, talking about you.
But yeah, like.
I can't. I probably see a lot of like fucking pop music, like the bands and shit, like B2K and them niggas. Like I fucked with all that shit. TUG Entertainment.
TUG,
my shit. TUG, you remember TUG? B2K and all the niggas are signed to that. B2K, Marcus Houston, all them fucking bands. IMX, all them niggas are signed to that.
Only
shit.
Only B2K I bang was with. BT gave me.
Yeah.
And you got served.
Yeah.
That's it.
Nah, which BT gave me.
Which well. Exactly.
So, yeah, BT. The only reason I know any BT was BET.
It was funny. Was there ever a point in hip hop where you guys were like growing up and you guys were like, okay, well, I cannot get into this?
Yeah, yo, I was thinking the other day, I'm like, yo, when Lil Wayne dropped Lollipop, I'm like, no, easy.
Yeah.
Easy. Yeah, I want this to bang. I downloaded this, though. I had it. I'm running it back. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
It's a great song now.
Now.
It's a great, I like
that. I see the angle he's coming through with, but at the time I'm like, bro, where are the bars?
Yeah. stage I couldn't get into is when they started crumping and shit. I was just like, fuck, I can't get into this shit. Like I was with the gangsta shit. Like, you know, I was with the Harlem shit.
Yeah.
All that. Like, when they started crumping, I'm like, okay, this is a lot now. Like, you're asking a lot from me. You know, like
a huge demand on my body.
Like all that fucking heel and toe shit, like you were pushing it, but I got with it. But this,
bro,
you know I'm 10 years old. I can't do this shit. Come on, make this accessible. Make accessible dances.
Yeah,
bro. I remember Ryan was trying to.
Yeah.
He watched a Chris Brown tutorial, and I bet it's you can find it.
Yep,
he's wearing very baggy jeans.
What you're talking about.
And then Chris Brown's teaching you how to crump. This is how you do it. Are you gonna wanna? Mm. And then all you hear is his fucking jeans moving. And she's like, Ryan was trying to learn how to do it. Like, he was looking kind of ill. He punched himself in his face. I swear to God. Bro, my brother literally punched himself in the face trying to crump and rock the black eye.
Yo,
had a shiner.
The fuck was it this, bro? But was, you just heard Chris Brown. You just want to.
Bro, it's a Chris Brown tutorial.
Yo,
Chris Brown.
Come back. Chris Brown, how to crump. Chris Brown teach. Let me try and find this shit, man. Chris
Crump
Brown
tutorial.
I'm sorry, crumpy.
Let me look up this shit, man.
Bro, and you just heard his fucking wooden beads and jewelry, and he's just smiling. Ha, so you, when you get to that point, it's just easy, and then you can just take it somewhere like this. I was like, damn, nigga, you're low key, yeah. You can learn still. Oh, it's right here. No.
I feel like it was a white background.
White background, like, yeah. I'm gonna try and find it, and if we find it, it's gonna be behind us right now, you know. But
why is it so hard, man? I feel like it should be the first result.
Because that video was so old, right here.
It's probably
no. What was this? No, this is just him just going crazy.
You could learn something from
this. You probably think something if you had to, you know. I'm gonna try and find it, but it was him like mic'd up saying like, "Yo, this is how you do it." And it was just, you just heard a lot of, yo, something like this.
Lab mic.
There was no music, though. It was just so quiet and awkward, but man. Shells, you ever give yourself a black eye?
No. Give myself.
Accident.
No. I don't think I've ever even had a black eye, ever.
I had two at one time.
Holy shit.
Oh, that's cute. I could say I didn't even have to be him. I could tell you that was the lowest point in his life. Nick was like, sad. I'm like, bro, what are you doing?
Dog, I didn't even know what I was that part sometimes.
Dog, how did you get two black eyes, bro?
Trying to play basketball. Like, you know, you have a pole in your basement.
Oh my God.
He's trying to. He's like,
oh yeah, 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 yeah.
Getting down to skills, yeah. Try crossing to cross up, ran straight to the pole.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like the next week, he's giving my sister a piggyback and then ran to another pole. Oh, nigga, stop fucking with the basement, nigga.
Yo, I couldn't.
Yo, you come up those basement stairs with some wounds sometimes.
Yeah, my dad literally had to say, "You want to stay out of the basement, man?" I'm like, "What the fuck, bro?" We had so much space, and literally the pole is the only thing there, bro. And I leave with two black eyes. Literally,
dog, that's tough.
I don't know.
That's so tough.
Damn, nigga.
As a kid, though, like I wasn't having it, man. Like there's just certain days. I told you guys a story of when I was like going to school and I fell off. I fell off my bike at the end of my driveway, and I told Jermaine, "Yo, the day's done. Like, yo, that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I need to get off my bike. Yeah, I'm inside, bro.
Yeah, push a solo mission. To school.
Yeah, yeah. Like, yo, I told that nigga, I'm on the floor, hands still on the fucking handlebars. Go. Yeah, go.
I have the house keys.
Yeah, go. Do you even take out my headphones? I'm like, I'm not hearing what you have to say. I'm like, go, nigga. Bro, how fucking
Tuesday.
Yo, how fucking crazy was that feeling of like, you get on your bike shells. I don't know if you rode your bike or you just ride your bike anywhere, but before we'd go like to school, we set on our mission. We're in the garage, nigga, like midnight club, dog. And we're fucking feet on the ground, one hand on the fucking handlebar, other hand on the iPod.
You got the designated garage closer like this. Still one hand on the handlebar, one on the garage. Boom.
Out. Down. It was a whole thing to set up your song, put it in there because it wasn't, yo.
It's not coming out.
Yeah.
It's not coming. I didn't do playlists or nothing like that. It was just this song go like and then shuffle it from there. So we'll see what we get. I'll change out a red light or something, but fuck.
Bro, one pedal, floor. Home time.
Yeah.
Back just gone. Reverse that bike in there. So.
To be clear, you could have went to school. Man, like, that's very possible. Yeah. Just, all that ruined it for me.
It just fucked my vibes up. I'm just like, yo, I'm going to go to school and I'm going to fuck everyone's vibes up. So like, it's just better I stay home.
Yeah.
That was a grown man decision.
That's a spot.
That was a high school decision.
Yeah, that's a grown man for sure. I respect that. I respect
that. That's like when you don't, like, if somewhere I don't want to go that bad and then like you're giving me any obstacle, oh, I'm not fucking going
then. Win him.
Like when I'm trying to go to the club, I'm never trying to go to
the club. I'm looking for a reason.
I'm going to the club because someone forced me to do it. And then the bouncers, they're acting tough as shit. You gotta get inside. You gotta I'm like, bro, I don't kick a foot. Fuck. I will
And the worst part is
what you're saying to me, actually. Yeah.
The worst part is you're in that line and you look like a nigga that's trying to go inside. You know those ones?
That's why I be standing sideways and shit. I'm like, ah, fucking.
Then you look like a nigga that's trying to be like, what you mean? What you mean you look? But I have to, like, I really want to, like, get that message through the bouncer's head. I'm like, yo, I don't care.
You're not dangling this over my head. I don't care. I hope you get in a fight with my friend, so we have to go home.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's just not my shit.
Facts.
Yeah.
Facts.
Fuck, I was about to say.
Facts, man. I'll you guys can't get the vaccine out there, no?
You can.
Nah, not doing that or what?
I'm gonna wait around, see what's up.
Yeah,
I told my dad, I'm like, you can't tell this nigga anything, man. I'm at that point in my life where I'm just like, yo, I'm just gonna start doing shit and just telling him because I,
he doesn't want you to get it.
I'm a fucking idiot.
Oh, really?
Nah, like, you remember when we had to, like, not we had to, but we just started doing things and then telling him after?
Yeah.
Because it's like, all right, what are you going to say? Like, it's already done? I told him, I'm like, yeah, I'm thinking of doing it. You see all these fucking, he's giving people fucking blood clots, man. Just wait it out, man. We'll fucking see. This nigga spoke to me, you know?
Yes, daddy.
Yes, dad, yeah.
27 years old.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yes, dad.
Yes,
yo, you gotta have that sometimes, though, man. Just say, okay. But I just hate how,
for sure.
I mean, I guess I understand, but like, I just hate how polarizing this decision is. Where it's like, yo, you're getting it, oh, you're a fucking idiot. You're not getting it, oh, you're a fucking idiot.
Idiot.
Like, okay.
Stop calling me an idiot.
Right.
Stop saying these things to me. I literally, I'm swaying. Maybe I'm an idiot.
It's like, it's either I'm an idiot or a fucking idiot. Like, I don't want to be, like, you know, I know which one I want to be, you know?
It's just weird because it's like all these conspiracies are talking about, like, yeah, like they're gonna force everyone to get a vaccine, and then I'm seeing it happen. I'm like, yo, brother. You know what I'm saying?
I think they're forcing. I guess they want to eradicate the shit, so they want as many people to fucking not be able to get it. You know what I'm saying? And it's against another country. They don't want you to come and infect the country. So I guess it makes sense. But we had a conspiracy. Yeah. Conspiracy theories will fuck your mind up.
Yeah.
Because they make so much sense.
It makes sense.
That does match. That makes sense. 7+3 is.
Yeah.
Dumb shits are like.
It is.
Bro, when we first got on YouTube and we started watching like conspiracy, well, first for all you sensitive niggas, I'm probably gonna get the vaccine. Everyone's gonna probably get it at the end of the day, so don't take it too serious. But remember when YouTube first started popping up in like 2009, we'd stay up all night watching Illuminati.
Bro, we scared ourselves into an all nighter. I'm like, oh, I'm not going to bed.
Like, they're not getting my soul. Like, what? Dumb shit here. And it was probably just a fucking kid beating his meat, like, you know what I mean, sleeping well that night, and he just put some bullshit together and put some scary music on it, and he got my ass, man.
Got me. It was like got four your of ass, us.
Yeah.
What drew the line for me, I remember specifically, someone was like, oh, Drake is an Illuminati too. I remember because I was like, I had my favorite artist. I'm like, no, he wouldn't do that. Yep, the game's an Illuminati too. He said this on, look at this clip. Check this out. Let's watch that back in slow motion. Like, fuck, Jay-Z, Rihanna. Yes. And then I'm like, no, not Drake, man. So Drake, Illuminati too. Because you know why? There's like someone was explaining that there's like a Illuminati campground or some shit. And like the guy, the janitor that used to work there, he used to say, get the Drake. Drake.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, hold on, nigga. Something's fishy. Bro, that sticks. I don't know. That stuck in my mind. I'll never forget it. Actually, that's the moment I stopped believing conspiracy.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh.
That is fucking funny.
Man. But they it just makes sense.
Imagine
it's Drake.
Yeah.
Drake's like, five, 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 five.
I don't know, man. Like, they'll just be way too on point sometimes. I'm just like, okay, hold on. I'm kind of buying this shit right now, you know?
Yeah.
Yo, the scary part about it is, like, I feel like especially, like, older people are vulnerable. They're at home. They have their little iPad. They're just going down the rabbit hole of conspiracy theories. And then you get these videos from your family, and it's like, they're like, oh, you gotta watch out. You can't check this out. Check this. These three. I'm like, Dad, it has 4 views. It has 4 views. Where did you find this? Don't believe this guy.
Oh my God. My dad was sending me a whole heap of shit on WhatsApp too. I'm like, bro, Dad, you text
have
me.
My
like,
number, yeah, like, we all have iMessage.
Why are you WhatsApping me and shit? So, Javon, man, you'll be safe out there, man. Bro.
Check this out. 1 view. Yeah. It's only my dad seen it.
Yeah. It's ridiculous, man. And one thing I do not miss about early age of the internet is pop-ups, man. My guard was so high up.
Oh, trust issues. That's why. I have them today.
Bro, everything is a pop-up, bro. Everything.
The one I used to always get me was like the car. Remember the car driving through the hills and then the girl just pops into the camera?
Holy shit. Shit.
Bro, don't make them $10 speakers.
Oh,
okay.
Peak.
Yo, and then it became a thing. And people wanted to record people getting like pop-ups, and people started recording their getting kids it, and shit that. Bro, the Ring.
Yeah. You remember the maze thing?
Oh my God. The maze.
The maze.
Oh, yeah,
the
you're maze. In it. You're
like, okay, how do I get this? Yeah, you're in.
You're like, yo, gotta get this.
Turn the music on real quick.
Bro, you're inside that screen, and then they get you with that shit. You're just your chair's on the ground.
Yeah. Rob, start packing on my computer. You're like TJ flying in the Predator episode.
Smart guy.
Wrapping up my modem.
I just don't want to play anymore. Sell it.
Doesn't serve me anymore.
But you love PCs, not anymore.
TJ, what happened? Bro, that episode made me want to bang out for TJ. Like,
bro, that was a deep episode.
No funny shit, but
that was
funny
a deep cut episode.
Yeah, that was a deep episode, bro. They took it there.
I feel like every series had that one little, like, very deep episode.
Mm-hmm. That political, they had that.
And y'all niggas know this. You have to, unless you don't.
Fuck.
Oh, I know. Oh, when the stealing
don't
thing.
Don't say yes or no. Don't say yes or no.
When they worked at, the stealing one, when she worked at the store with,
the racist shit.
Fucking.
she hired the Chelsea. Shit.
Sorry, yeah. I'm thinking the smart guy. There's another smart guy episode where Yvette gets hired and doesn't get hired. Yeah, but yeah, you're right. The hire and not get hired. Yeah.
Oh, smart guy did that too?
Yeah.
Damn. The racist one?
Yeah, so smart guy.
Yeah, that's right. And her name
version was.
Yeah, and she was watching her heavy.
And then he tells them to follow black people when they come to the store. And
that's a good message.
Yeah, that's right, man. That was a deep one. Man. Oh, I wasn't ready for this, nigga. After school snacks, nigga. I got my hot dog.
Facts. I'm like, wait, hold on. This isn't funny. I thought I was going to say some stupid shit, too. Honest. I was going to say Raven was trying to save the chill girl.
Yo, that's pretty deep, man. Teared me up. Like,
trying to save her father's business, bro.
Bro, I was so sad when Victor Baxter closed the chill girl.
Fuck, that tore me up, man.
Yeah.
Spoiler.
Side. Oh, shit.
Well, was that the right answer?
Yeah, that was the right answer.
Okay. Yeah. So, yeah.
The racist one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, when she said that to the camera, I was just like, fuck. Fucking bullshit. Yeah.
Bitch. Yeah, fuck. That niggas be watching 90 Day Fiancé.
I love that fucking show, bro.
No, man. Julian be on that shit, though.
Julian does?
I don't watch 90 Day Fiancé. No, I watch Married at First Sight, though.
Huh? Bring it up to us, him.
What'd you say, show?
I said I watched Married at First Sight.
Oh, down, I watched 90 Day Fiancé. I mean, I guess. So how does that work?
Yeah. So, so yeah, man. So there's like eight couples. You know, they just, it's like experts match them up. They don't see them until the day they get married, and they get married, and then I think they have 8 weeks to decide if they're gonna stay together.
That's not like this shit. Because for some reason, everyone on this show just wants to get married off.
Very similar. Yeah.
3 years ago, it's pretty much the love of my life. Mm-hmm. First off, and always, all like, are they all? Yeah, they're all out of the country. They're all like, there's an American person.
It's all like green card-ish.
Marry someone, whatever, overseas in another country.
Yep.
And then they're always trying to like, all right, let's get this marriage down, get you your K-1 visa, blah, blah, blah. But I was just like, some of them speak enough English where I was like, okay, yeah, you could sort of understand each other. But then others, I'm like, bro, how are you talking to this person? How do you relate to anything?
Hold on. There's a show I was watching. Fuck, I forgot what it was called, but it was like, okay, it was exactly like that. So these guys, they get into a crib, they go into a house, and they're all trying to find their match. And then when they're supposed to go into this room.
Oh, on Netflix.
It's on the flicks, yeah.
And they don't see each other, blind date or something? Blind.
No, not that one. They see each other and shit. They be like kissing and shit. But when they feel like they're a solid couple, everyone, they have to win some shit, and everyone says, okay, send them to the room. Send them to the room to see if they're a solid match. And then if they're a solid match, they go into like a honeymoon suite until everyone finds their couples in that house. And then if everyone finds their couples.
I ain't see that shit.
Yeah. So
crazy.
Damn.
Man. Are You the One? Okay. So it's called Are You the One?
And Are You the One?
Yeah. So
hold on. Let me let that
show. Yeah, that's on the floor. There's one couple in there, and he's a fucking little skater guy and this young, two fucking youngins.
Hey, don't spoil it, bro.
This was funny as fuck. He's also shit he's like, yo, I don't give a fuck what anyone says, bro. And he starts crying and shit. He's like, that's my one. That's her right there. But it said that she wasn't a match. So he already got his answer to say that someone else is his match for him, but he's crying and bawling.
Oh,
but he's fucking up the game for everyone else because this guy keeps right. So she starts dating someone else, and then this guy took her away and goes and pines it in a room. They're like, yo, you're fucking up the game because that's not your match. Like,
it's not how you play.
Your producers are coming out
with 4 weeks putting this concept together.
The fucking producer are coming out. Hey, you gotta stop, bro. Like, yo, y'all gotta stop.
Stop or someone's going home.
Bro, someone was literally dating the girl, trying to figure out if she's a match, and he's like, I can't even get to know her because this guy just wants to go and stick his weenie in there.
I'm like, bro, trust me.
Yo, I was fucking dying. Watch that shit.
So they gotta watch that. That's how
they just. So they go with who they think their matches, but then the experts are saying, no, that's not your match.
Nah, so basically they play.
Holy, there's eight seasons.
They play like a game or some shit, and then they'll be like, okay, you guys are a couple. Mm-hmm. And then when they win that second round or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The whole team gets to vote, like, who should go into the truth booth or some shit like that to reveal if they're a fucking couple. Gotcha. And then if they are, that's, say there's 10 couples. There's 10 perfect matches. So now there's 9. But they only have, like, 10 chances to get all the couples right. And then if they do, they all win 100 racks.
But what is it? What is it? What is it based on? It's so the producers have like maybe pre-matched like that. Them, like, but really they don't know. That part.
But yeah, the producers have a match and say, okay, yeah, y'all niggas go together. Like, so basically you'll go and say, yeah, I'm looking for someone that enjoys surfing, a good time and shit. And then you go in to be like, hey, this matches, this matches. Yeah. And then they have to like surfing.
I'd be open to it.
That's what I'm saying.
You guys are a match.
Yeah. Yeah, they go together. Some people are like, bro, they do not. But it was funny as hell because this nigga, they're like, yo, he was the first one to get like revealed, like, yo, you guys are not a match. And this episode fucking like 10, and this nigga's still like taking her away.
I don't care, bro.
Bro, the camera's just catching him like Maury camera.
I got it right.
Ask yourself, what? Bro, and if you see him, he's literally the type of guy that would do that shit. I don't even notice him. I'm like, yeah.
He would do that.
That's just funny, man. But yeah,
I lowkey feel bad for people though, because yo, there's a lot of broken people. They just like come through. Yo, I'm a big TV network, a lot of exposure. You got niggas. TV budgets are always bad. I don't know what it is. Anything we ever done with TV, we're like, oh shit, TV budget. Get how much? They're always surprised that you're asking for money. I'm like, anyway, like, oh well, yeah, we got a little.
Okay. You want to get the?
Yo. So they make $75.
Make it 80.
So let's round it up. So anyways, they come through. I'm pretty sure it's mostly an exposure thing. People are just, oh, sure, yeah, whatever. 100%. And then they got these experiments that are just fucking with their minds. And yeah, I kind of feel bad, especially TLC.
Bro.
I'm like, bro, that's the channel you go to make you feel better about your life.
And I'm feel terrible.
Nigga, thank God I just sometimes can't find a shirt. Nigga, that's my biggest problem. Niggas are like, fuck. I'm like, oh, God. Run that shit back 20. Fucking crying.
Hey, come on, see this shit.
Bro, the thing is, this is 2020 problems. You're me. Nigga, I posted a clip on my IG story of making the band back in 2000 or whatever.
Yeah, I saw that.
Bro, I forgot. Tremaine, I've never seen making the band ever. And I'm definitely going to watch this shit. Because I seen the one with
Dylan.
Wait, you've never seen it?
What's the one with Dylan?
That's making the band.
That's making a band? Sent him for a cheesecake.
Yeah.
That was like rapping and shit. That was making a band?
Oh, yeah. It is making a band. I think that had different
seasons. So the singing one, I've never seen this shit. Yeah. And I've seen this clip of Diddy sitting down in between two niggas, right? Two groups, right? One group was already in there. They already had their spot solidified. They had their beds. And there's this new cat coming in. And then this guy comes into confession. He's like, yeah, so I seen this cat and he could sing. And I had to just show him like what I'm here for. But he pulls up and this nigga just starts singing to him. So then he's like, yo, tell him you coming for his bed. And this nigga just starts singing. He's like, there's a lot of things that I could say.
I was just like, what is that?
Off the dome.
Crazy.
Yeah. They had to battle for it. And bro, I was dying when the whole group just came together and started singing as one and harmonizing. I'm like, yo, you guys.
That's peak R&B mode.
Yeah, that's R&B peak R&B mode.
Bro. Imagine back then, like TV and everything. Everything is so much more accessible now than it is back then. So Diddy standing right in front of me, I would sing.
Oh, God,
I would sing for 20 bones, bro. Like they probably didn't even pay those guys. Still. Real talk.
And they got a great show out of it. They milked them, and then it's like, all right, go on about your way.
Yeah.
Kick rocks.
Yeah.
Where's
Chopper
now?
Didn't pay him. Yeah.
Chopping that.
Exactly.
Chopper City.
He was hard.
He won the Chopper City.
He made the band?
Yeah, he made the band. Yeah.
They're making the band.
It was called The Band. It's called D-A-B-A-N-D.
He had one joint on BT. I'm like, oh, he made it.
Yeah, I do. Mm-hmm.
Who's the one that sang I See You, Lil Daddy or some shit?
Chopper, no?
That's him?
Mm-hmm.
You better run that shit. Run that shit off this man. Shout out my man Chopper City.
Yeah, Lil Daddy.
See you, little daddy.
This is 2016? Yeah.
They must have just uploaded it.
Yeah, no, Bad Boy Entertainment. Yeah, and then it's a record deal with Diddy. Yeah. Yo.
Dylan Dillinger. Man,
Dave Chappelle.
And then they had Day 26.
Is just genius, bro, for like.
Yeah. Yeah. He got a cold ass video. Nigga.
Yeah, he got a good
If
video.
I did all that for this video, I'd be satisfied. Yeah. Like, well, I got a vid.
Yeah, I got a roast. Day 26. I definitely got to watch this. But yo, making the band, just reality TV back then, bro, like Tila Tequila, Flavor Flav, like I really wonder what they ain't got paid. No chicken.
Yo.
Man, like,
oh, hell no. I feel like it's getting like shit more ridiculous now. So she's concepts are like everything's been done. So now it's like, okay, now we gotta come with the coldest shit. Okay, so
four people, two girls, a guy, and a girl, right? They're in the room. Right?
Now the goal. Right? So what? Whatever that nigga says right is just he's not onto nothing. Right? Like, yeah. Especially when he's
not around. Man. I don't know, man. I'm about to say,
I never even agreed to the first right. So no, hear me out. Hear me out.
Right?
So then they come over here, right?
No.
And then wait, what? Okay, cool. Fuck it. For five people in the goal. Four girls, three girls. No, two girls. Okay. We need a limo driver, right? We have a budget for that? Okay, fuck it.
Y'all watch The Circle and shit.
Yeah, I fucked with Shubi. I fucked with Shubi. Shout my slime, Shubi.
You watched the new season and shit?
Yeah. Nah, man. The first season was good, and then, like, you know, it was like, you know, that was the content.
Nah, the second season is better.
It's popping out, but I see a lot of people talking about that shit.
The second season is better, bro.
Bro,
good.
That shit
it's
is
good, man. They added boring. Different things. It's not the same no game spoiler, all the way through, so.
Boring. You watch people who are into what
I'm into, that shit. The Circle?
I watched it because you had it on the TV and shit. I would be editing it. Started talking to the fucking TV all day. Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's just interesting because I'm just like, okay, perfect. This is a topic I had to bring up. Have you ever watched TV shows and you're just like, I'll fuck that shit up, guys? No.
For sure. All the time. Crit.
My fear biggest factor, one? Yeah, hell no.
There's no show that I would have fear factor.
Wipeout was my only show. I'm like, I'd literally body this shit. If remember, I knew the Asian one?
Yeah. What do they call it?
I don't know what that was. It was on Spike.
Yeah, it was like a Chinese, physical obstacle game, whatever. But then they must have bought the rights to it in America, and they just put voiceovers. Now thinking about it.
Oh, yes, I remember that. Yeah.
Most Extreme Elimination Challenge?
Yeah, it was MXC.
Hell yeah.
Yo, their voiceovers were hilarious.
Yeah.
They could be saying some shit, and he's like, hey, mom.
Yeah. You already got some MXC was the fucking GOAT show, man. Throw that up.
Shout out,
Jack. That shit was fire. I remember that.
That and Spike Ball or whatever?
Yo.
The greatest invention. Not the Spike.
Spike the Dunk Ball, no?
Slam Ball or
something? Slam Ball, yeah.
Oh, Slam Ball.
Yo, this shit was like next
Kenny Black
level,
shit,
bro.
Vic Romano.
Yeah, nah, I gotta watch it. I gotta let this play on replay, man. Yo, there's another show, too, where it's like... It's like, what is it? It's like, it would be like five people, maybe 10 people. And they keep them in this warehouse. And there's going to be a challenge at some point, but they do not tell them. And niggas would be there for like 24 hours. They'll be sleeping.
And
bro,
fuck with me like that.
They will be sleeping and the lights will turn on and they have to wake up and just cut or they're going to get beat the fuck up. Like they sent ninjas in and they beat their ass.
It's ringing a bell, but I can't.
I think I showed it to you because someone put me on. I'm like, yo, what? Bro, they'll be sleeping. Bro, I'll put it up. They'll be sleeping, bro. Oh my God. I don't even know what to search for this. But they'll be like just in the warehouse and then the lights go on and they just start dipping. And it's pitch black in there, bro. It's like, man, I got to find it.
Bro, $30 make people do some crazy shit.
Trust me.
It kills me to think that...
For real.
Like some of these TLC shows, people be on the brink of homelessness. Like they're basically homeless. And that nigga just, they're crying there, crying about how broke they are. And then they got a fucking $45,000 camera just rolling the whole time, zooming down the grass. I'm going to be homeless. Oh my God.
You say that one more time until you laugh. Dog.
Throw a nigga $40.
Yo.
And we watch it, consume
it, and then they make hella bank off the shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Only profits.
Yeah. And we want new seasons. There's so many seasons of fucking 90 Day Fiancé.
What is it about?
90 Day Fiancé?
Yeah.
You know, we were watching that at Ryan's for Christmas, at Christmas one time.
Yeah. That's just kind of...
Pretty much these people meet each other maybe online or whatever. Yeah, I guess it has to be online. and they just want to fucking get married and then just they're going through the ups and downs of that whole process. They're always fighting. I'm like, yo, this is everyone I watch. I'm like, this is the worst marriage ever. And again, these people just don't speak the same language and it's so broke. Like, there's one couple that literally the whole time they're on Google Translate. That's so annoying. Imagine you're trying to talk dirty and it's like,
I'm gonna put it down on you.
And it doesn't even translate right. What you're trying to say just totally translates to some other shit in their language.
Yep. Where are you going to put it?
Where are you going to put it?
Let's answer some Discord questions.
Exit full screen.
Yo, what's up? We checking in right now from the Philippines. And yes, the Eagles is worldwide out there. You know what I'm saying? So, this question is actually for Shells. Because I know you got a music career going on right now. You've been dropping songs. And I've listened to them, and they're dope, by the way. And
I appreciate it.
You know, I just want to know, in the process of writing songs, do you ever get into a writer's block? And if you do, what do you do to overcome that? Another question would be, how would you market, or how did you market your songs to get it out there to the listeners that dig your type of shit? Did you ever run advertisements on maybe like Facebook or Instagram or something? Please walk us through that. We want to know your experience, and you know, to all the aspiring artists out there, maybe we can learn something from you. And you know, of course, maybe give us advice on what we can do, and maybe also, you know, the mistakes you've made prior to releasing the song. You know, what were some mistakes you made in the process? Walk us through that. And I'm talking marketing.
9-step question.
So, you know, just so we can learn from you, man. And, you know, of course, okay. Trey and Jay, I just want to say that y'all are big inspirations to me, for real. I've been following you guys for a long time now. It's crazy that I was 15 when I first found you guys, and I'm 21 now. So I just want to say, y'all keep pushing what you do. You know, I've seen y'all growth. We're proud of you, man. We're proud of you guys for sure. Yeah. And of course, you know, shout out to all my family out there in Calgary and in the six. And of course, you know, shout out to all my Filipinos out there, man. Gang, gang.
Shout all my Filipinos one time, man. Let's do that.
Let's get it.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to the Filipinos, man. That's like, okay. So, first of all, thanks for calling my shit a career.
I am flattered, that, bro.
You know what I mean? Thanks, dog. Fuck.
Writer's block. Yeah, I get writer's block. How do I overcome it? Try to just live, try to just do new things, or sometimes try to just push through it. Sometimes the writer's block, honestly, is like, it's not even really, it's like all in your head type shit. Cause like, I'll just push through it, write some shit, and then like show people, and they fuck with it, and it's like, okay, it's not as bad as I thought it was. Like, I'm just being hard on myself type shit. So it's not even really like a block like that. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, maybe when you're making a lot of songs, you start to feel like you're saying the same things, you're giving the same effort and shit like that. But, you know, somebody else might interpret it differently. So, I don't know. For writer's block, just try to live more, try to do new things, but also just kind of just keep trying and just pushing through every day, make new songs, and eventually that shit will just snap. Like, I can't really explain. There's no formula to it, but I do go through it. And I go through the bits, too. I go through it, like, especially in this pandemic. Went through it a couple times, but you just got to just... I don't know, man. Just try to keep listening to beats. Different beats will pull things out of you, and so on and so forth. How do I market my shit? I don't know, man. I don't know. Like, honestly, I'm still figuring this shit out. That's why I said I'm flattered calling my shit a career, because I'm still figuring this shit out from every angle. But submitting your songs to playlists like weeks in advance helps. Like when you submit your song to Spotify and shit, whatever, like try not to submit it like the same week you want to put it up. I have a problem with doing that, because then you don't give it the proper time to like get on playlists. You don't give it the time for like the editorials to like check it out and put it on playlists and whatnot. So try to release your music, like upload it like in advance, like a month in advance. Like, all right, I'm gonna drop this song next month, upload it right now, get ready for it to come out next month. I've never done advertisements or none of that shit yet. It's all been algorithm based, and obviously like this show as well, right? Like, I have a platform here on the podcast, and just with everything that comes with that, that's helped me get my music out. But a lot of it is just algorithm, bro. Like, once you get into those algorithms on Spotify and shit, it just helps get your music out there. And I think that was the last question, right?
Yeah. You've been rocking with us for a minute. I appreciate you, my man. Sir. Shout out all my Filipinos worldwide, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
I ain't mad at it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So,
goddamn.
We got.
All right, what's the next one?
Mind over matter.
Yeah, what's up, Random Order? What's up, Trey, Jay, and Sheldon? My name is Deja, and I have a little... Oh, why did I say my name? Look, I have a very personal question to ask you guys. And I'm a 21-year-old virgin. I just want to get you guys' perspective on just, like, for me personally, I feel insecure about it. And I don't know why. It's just what my friends are talking about. Doing the nasty. I just get quiet and I feel insecure. And I don't even, I don't tell most of my
friends. This is different.
This, like, openly.
The one we can't.
Like, I keep it like a little dirty secret. And I don't feel like, I don't know. I just feel embarrassed. Like I'm a lame kind of for it. And I'm also trying to shoot my shot. Can you, one of you guys, I know that you guys be in Brooklyn sometimes. You guys come to New York City, the motherland. I'm trying to get one of you guys on my podcast. Like, seriously.
Okay.
So
let me know what you think. Her name is Deja. She's 21. She's from Brooklyn. Yes, sir. And she got kind of like a two-part question, I guess. So the first one is, she's a 21-year-old virgin, and she feels like lame for being a virgin. And she wants to know kind of just like, I guess, advice on about, you know, how she's feeling about it. And, you know, she just feels like embarrassed about it and da-da-da-da. And, you know, it's kind of something that she doesn't broadcast, and she feels like a lame around her friends and stuff because, you know, they're all, I guess, assumingly sexually active. And she just feels like, you know, she feels a way about that, so she wants our advice on that.
Well, hopefully you're not the only Deja in Brooklyn, because it'll be very easy to narrow it down if you're embarrassed by it.
You know what I'm saying? And she shooting a shot at getting one of us on her podcast if we're ever in New York. That was the last part of her question. She didn't say where her podcast is or anything like that.
Oh, yeah, I must say plug it.
Yeah,
no, she didn't plug it still.
Show, man. I mean, shit, man. Do what's comfortable for you. You're not gonna make moves because of what other people think. What's the point, nigga? They're not living your lives. That's your situation. If you feel comfortable, just. I feel like that happened if you felt comfortable enough.
Yeah.
And if it just didn't happen, then so be it. I don't think it's never gonna happen. But just do your own thing. Don't worry about that shit. You have your reasons. That's it. I won't be tripping.
Yeah, man, don't trip on off another man operation. That's your operation, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, I mean, that's your operation.
Woman operation, man.
Fuck it, man. Fuck what those niggas talk about, man. You know what I'm saying? Do you, man. That's it.
At the end of the day, you know, I mean, assuming your friends are female, but maybe they're not, but assuming you have other women friends, like, bro, you're not, and assuming you're straight too, you're not fucking them, so. Who cares what they think about the fact that you ain't had sex yet? You feel me? Like, you're gonna meet a guy and he's gonna like that. He's gonna appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? And that's just that, bro.
It'll be special for you.
Happiness. Exactly.
Man, this shit for you. Ain't for anybody else. You know. So
facts.
That's what it is.
Facts.
Yes, sir. Button.
Facts. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You
know
what it is. Now let's wrap this thing up. So Jack doesn't get mad at us.
Glee.
Oh, man.
Man, you know what it is. This has been episode 84, the Random Order Podcast. We're about to sign up, man. You know what it is, man. Make sure before you go, subscribe to the Random Order YouTube channel. Keep up with the video version, episode clips. Hit that bell for sure to make sure that you actually get our notifications. Audio version if you want to listen to us on the road safely. We're on Spotify, Google Play, SoundCloud, and Apple Podcasts under Random Order. Make sure you rate and comment. That's what gets us out there. That's what helps out. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter and TikTok. Yep. Random Order Show. Let's get busy, man. 4ye.ca. Someone's about to punch you, they go like this. That's where we're at. We're back here.
Yeah.
This is a bad fist.
Motherfucking knock world.
Knock your ass out.
Thanks.
Man, what's the pizza today, man? Fuck.
Motherfucking Alfredo based shrimp and feta, pussy nigga. I ordered a pizza the other day and the delivery man told me thank you so much. What the fuck?
Yeah, that's a great idea. Thanks for that idea.
I don't know. No, the delivery man is giving me a pizza. Thank you so much. What?
This is your pizza joint?
I mean, I think that's kind of
hard. Right. Delivery guys.
It's Domino's, nigga. So like, I don't know. Maybe it's.
Well, the, maybe it's.
I don't know. I told you you're welcome very much.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.